What a perfect day. All the destruction in my wake is such a beautiful sight to gaze at when you first wake up in the morning. A fiery sunset illuminating all of the chaos and suffering and death that I have brought upon this world. However, I would say that it was peaceful if it weren't for you, human. But don't think that I didn't notice you. I noticed you from the very beginning. Because I know all, you foolish little creature. You really thought that I wouldn't see you, or smell you, hear you? I could hear your breathing. I could smell your fear. But clearly, you must not have enough fear in your body to begin with, if you were willing to come onto my territory and loiter about. Why are you even here, human? Tell me. I'm dying to know what exactly a small little man thing like you is doing on my territory. Do you have a death wish or something? So you don't. Were you just curious? Curious about the monster that you humans have been desperately trying to get rid of for centuries? So that's it. You wanted to know more about me, hmm? You wanted to know more about the giant lizard person that's been living on your planet, causing all sorts of death and destruction. You're really foolish, you know that? You really thought that I would spare you simply because you were curious about me? Curiosity will not save you, human. Haven't you heard that old saying that your people like to say so often? Curiosity killed the cat. And in this case, that foolish little kitty is you. Pick yourself up and get out of here. If you leave my sight right now, maybe I won't kill you. No. Oh, I get it now. You must be one of those freaks, those particularly disgusting humans that like to come to me and ask me for sexual favors because they have some weird... what is it that you humans call it? A kink for giantesses? You do realize that I am a monster, a unparalleled being of great strength and energy. I could kill you with one flick of my wrist if I wanted to. And I have. I've killed hundreds upon thousands of humans with just one hand alone. You really think I won't do the same to you? I've killed so many of your foolish kind, your freaks, your fellow freaks, that I've lost count. You really are disgusting. Tell you what, just this once, since you've been particularly persistent, and you've done a good job thus far of not pissing me off like the others have, I will spare you. Of course, that doesn't mean I won't punish you for coming onto my territory and bothering me with such nonsense. Now then, come here. Oh, don't try to run away, human. You should know that your kind is not very good at that. Running away from me? Now then, why don't we begin your punishment? I'll give you exactly what you want, and then some. But we do this my way. You take it or leave it. You're not allowed to complain if you don't like it. That's the deal with this punishment. You know, I can smell your arousal on you. You really are a freak, you know that? That's cute of you. Trying so desperately to kiss me back whenever my lips graze where yours are. Or trying to thrust that puny little cock of yours into my mouth through your jeans every single time I grace it with my tongue. You're not gonna get very far doing that, you know. How about this? Oh, don't complain about your clothing now. Not when I'm about to punish you even further, human. Now shut your pathetic mouth and take what's given to you. Unless you'd prefer me killing you right now. I have no problems devouring you as it is, or ripping your body to shreds, or even crushing you in my hand. Good. Just a little bit of pressure from my thumbs enough to get you going, hmm? You really are a freak. Now, let me show you what happens to those who cross me and demand I give them something they're not prepared for. Oh, trust me, you'll enjoy this. At least, I'd like to believe you would. If you don't, that's not my problem. Oh, don't you complain now, human. Isn't this what you wanted? To have me give you all the pleasure you could ever ask for? You should know my saliva has an aphrodisiac. It was meant to help with mating, but given that most of my kind either left this planet or perished, I'm all by myself with no one to mate with. So, I guess call yourself lucky that you're one of the very few humans I've allowed to savor this sensation. Let's see how long you last before your heart gives out from the overabundance of pleasure my saliva will give you. That's it, human. Scream out in pleasure at my... as my tongue swirls around your body like this in my mouth. I see you've already come. Oh, don't look so embarrassed. You wouldn't have been able to hide it from me anyway. I could taste it on my tongue. Well, since you've already gotten what you wanted, I have no more use for you. If I did it to you any longer, then you would die. Oh, don't go saying that's the perfect way to die, you freak. Get out of my sight. If I have to deal with people like you any longer, I swear I will not hesitate to burn this entire planet to the ground. I'm keeping the rest of you alive for a reason. For entertainment purposes. And it's people like you that maybe contemplate whether or not I should just destroy this planet and let it try and rebuild itself from the ground up. Don't give me that look. Run along already before I change my mind about obliterating you. Stupid human. Being all cute like that with that stupid begging face.